You guys, welcome back to the Cup of Joy podcast. This is your host, Amanda Joy. Super excited for today's part two episode. We have a returning guest from last week, Precious Priggy. Precious, do you want to tell the audience what you do, who you are?
Yes. Hi, everyone. My name is Precious. I'm one of Amanda's best friends. So honored to be her matron of honor this coming May. And yeah, I'm a photographer, No Bad Days Photography. I'm a nurse, I'm a wife, dog mom, so we can relate in many ways.
Wow, I love that. So last week, if you did not tune in, we talked about our road trip out west. We got into a RAV4 with a very large suitcase.
Yes.
And headed out west. So we ended on day four, sleeping at this campsite where we were completely alone, no people. No maybe, animals.
Maybe. We don't know.
I don't know. I don't think there was even like a squirrel. There was bugs, potentially. Bugs. But
it was pitch black.
Yes. And so now we're waking up to day five. Precious, this is where I want you to lead into our morning.
Yes. Yeah, so day five, we wake up pretty late, actually. And then we kept sleeping in. Like every time we woke up, we just kind of slept in, which is rare for Amanda.
Very out of character.
Yes. But I think it was just needed to happen. We needed some rest. And it was also like drizzling. So I was kind of bummed about that because you don't want to pack a whole car full of your camping gear when it's raining out, right? Mm-hmm. So I literally just started praying. I was like, God, could you please make the rain stop so we can pack up and get going? And I just kind of felt like this small whisper, like, okay, but if I make the rain stop, are you going to start moving? Are you going to, you know, actually do what you're asking me for, which was packing up? And so I was like, okay, God, I hear you. So I started rolling up my sleeping bag, and sure enough, like the rain slowly
stopped.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's in the little things. You can pray for literally anything and he's going to hear you. If he always answers the way that you want, can't promise, but he hears you.
But he hears you. Mm-hmm. So again, throughout this podcast episode, we're going to go into five life lessons pertaining to each day of the trip, because we have 5 days left of the trip. Mm-hmm. So these are lessons that you can really take anywhere, whether you're going on a road trip with your best friend or just the mundane things of life, things to remember that we really took out of this trip and we're super excited to share with you. So we packed up our stuff and we worshiped a little bit because we brought a
guitar.
Yeah. So we got to use the guitar. And that was really fun.
Yes. And then I was like, Amanda, today's plan is hot spring. I was so stoked. There was like a few on my list, but this is the one that we actually got to go to. Mm-hmm. And it was very highly rated. So I think it was called the Umpqua Hot Spring. Mm-hmm. For any of you that might be actually going to Oregon, I definitely recommend it.
We didn't even know if we could actually get in there because as we're driving, we're seeing all these like construction road close signs.
Yes.
And we're like, oh, maybe we're not going to a hot spring today, but
we just drove around the signs.
We just drove around the signs and we got there. And
there was a legit parking lot. So we knew we weren't the only people there.
A parking lot we had to pay for.
There was literally no toll booth. It was just this random lady that would get out of her car every time someone new parked.
And scold you for not seeing her. Like, okay.
So we handed the stranger $10.
How dare we?
Yeah. And then we got to go to the hot spring. So there's like a little path down there. And she did warn us that it was clothing optional. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, well, there's probably not, you know, a lot of people here. And
we're big girls. Yeah, we're big girls.
We can do it.
I go to the 18 plus in the gym, the locker room. It's fine. It's totally fine.
Yeah. And meanwhile, I'm a nurse. So there's pretty much nothing under the sun I haven't seen.
I'm a hairstylist.
So,
yep.
This was an interesting experience for Amanda because while we opted to wear clothing.
Well, and the other thing too is like, I've lived with a lot of girls. So I've seen, but
women.
When you're sitting in a hot spring looking out to enjoy nature and a 70-year-old man just walks past you opting to not wear clothes, it's different.
It's a different experience.
It hits different. Yeah. And I don't know where to look. I'm like, okay. Precious, how are you? And then all of a sudden, we're interrupted by this gentleman who, what was his name? I think his name was Taylor.
Yeah.
Because he had paid before us, so we kind of heard him talking. And I'm like, I don't know, his vibe's giving me not opting to wear clothes.
And right, right. Yeah. Before we even got there.
I was like, Precious, I just have this feeling.
And I was like, no.
No. Then all of a sudden, Taylor's over here like, hey, where are you guys? So where are you guys from? And I just look at him and all of a sudden, like, he's just sitting like crisscross, applesauce, whatever you
I think it was more like the thinker.
The thinker, yeah. Yes, and I was just like, oh,
wide open.
We're from Minnesota. Yeah.
He wasn't like being weird.
No.
He was just genuinely.
He was so chill.
Confident, enjoying himself in nature.
Respect.
Yeah. Yeah, he was respectful.
He was incredibly respectful. He was just like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, hey, you
are not like, wearing clothes. Yeah.
So
that was the hot spring. I would have stayed there forever because I'm obsessed with like hot tubs. There was like four pools and the top one was like the hottest.
Mm-hmm, I can't remember where the fresh stream was coming out of.
Yes. I can't remember how hot it was, but I genuinely would have sat there forever if I didn't melt.
That's insane. No. But the thing about this day in particular was because we slept in.
Yeah.
So late. We had a lot to do. We had a lot of waterfalls to chase and things to that were on our list. Mm-hmm. So we were kind of in a rush that day. Like, let's just pack up and go on to the next thing. So
yeah. So we get back in the car. We're like, okay, we're hungry. Let's eat lunch. We start like driving because that's how you do on a road trip, you know.
That's how you do.
That's how you do. We just got to eat and drive and go and help out each other, like feeding each other sandwiches they're driving.
Yep. No. No, for real.
But we decided that I decided that I wanted the mac and cheese that we packed.
But I'm like, we don't have time for mac and cheese.
And I was like, no, let's pull over. So we ended up finding this super beautiful outlook right next to the river.
I think it found us. We weren't looking. We were like,
we have to stop.
Let's turn right here.
Yeah. So we ended up pulling out the camping stove, made the mac and cheese, and then just sat. We just pulled out the camping chairs and took in the views.
It was absolutely insane. I was probably like, that was core memory for me.
For sure. It was so beautiful. We can't explain with words, but it was definitely one of those times where it would have been so easy to miss.
Mm-hmm.
Just drive right past, keep going, not eat lunch. Like, we could have continued to stay a little bit stressed.
It was absolutely, yeah. Even, like, the picture that we took, it just still didn't do it justice.
Right.
But that is kind of leading us into life lesson number one, which is slowing down and just because in those moments, it really like those are the moments that stuck with us the most. Yes. And we could have gotten so wrapped up in just the sightseeing and moving on to the next thing that we wouldn't have. Because even when we were walking out, I was doing this whole like push up challenge.
Yes.
Every day where I would just do as many push ups as possible in front of a really beautiful scenery.
Yeah, and I caught on video.
And so Precious started taking videos, and so I was doing this in front of, like, one of the giant lakes and beautiful mountains. And then because there was construction going on, there was also construction workers working on the roads. And so at one point on video, they were like, I don't know if they're making fun of me or cheering for me or a little bit of both. But then they started doing push-ups, too.
I think they were impressed.
That was really funny.
Yeah, that was funny. So
they're like, keep going. I was like, I can't. Like, I can't brush my teeth because my triceps hurt so bad.
That's so good.
So, yes, slow down.
Don't miss the little moments.
Don't miss the little moments.
It turned into one of our best memories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. So we keep on going, and that was when we went to our first waterfall.
Yes, and amen. So that was, like, one of the biggest things on this trip. I asked Amanda, like, hey, are you down to go chase some waterfalls? And she said yes, and I said, say less. I'm gonna plan a whole itinerary. So there was probably, like, three or four on the list for today, including Blue Pools Waterfall, but we didn't get to go to that one because it was closed. So I was a big bummin about that. But the one that we did get to go to was Sahali Falls, and it was really beautiful. There was a parking lot. There was a path you could walk out.
Yeah.
And so.
You were bumming. I wasn't. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
Are we seeing one waterfall? Are we seeing five? I don't know.
It was like, we probably could have seen more, but it was just fun to see our first Oregon waterfall. It was so legit. Fun. Yeah.
That took up most of our day. Was looking at
those two things.
Because then we went to our next campsite, and that's where you were like, oh my gosh, Amanda, look. I was like, what? What am I looking at? Dutch Bros. What's Dutch Bros? She's like, let me tell you.
I was like, say less, we're going.
I'm like, it's 7 o'clock at night. Like, don't what care. Are we doing? Okay.
Yes. So we got some like ice caramel latte, whatever thing, and it was delicious. Tell me it wasn't.
It was so good. I still think about it. I'm like, how can I recreate Dutch Bros? We don't have this in Minnesota.
Yeah.
If you're listening and you want to start your own business, figure out this whole franchise thing.
Yes.
And start a Dutch Bros in Minnesota.
Josh Cackley, we're talking to you.
We're okay. talking directly to you.
Yeah, so we pulled into Dutch Bros and then we went to the campsite for the night, which was a paid campsite, Tumalo State Park mm-hmm. campground. And I thought that it was going to be a little bit like, I thought there was going to be trees kind of separating all the campsites because that's how it is in Minnesota, you know?
Yeah.
And my ideas were just wrong, I guess.
It
was more of like a family campsite and all the sites were very close together, which is
And
fine.
Not just family, like bring your family, but like become family because that's how close you are.
Like, yeah, that should be like a plaque on the front. Like, if you weren't family before.
You are now. Yeah. Because, wow, it was like, and then the part that you had picked, like yeah. the actual like
site that I booked.
Right next to a playground.
Yeah, so we were just like hanging out with kids.
Oh, no, kids, just kidding. Kind of.
Parents would bring their kids and then they would leave. But time for dinner. Yeah, that's pretty much what we were hearing the whole night. But it was a really good, it was good vibes. Mm-hmm. There was, yeah, lights, bathrooms, showers.
All the things. It felt safe. And this was the one place that we stayed for two nights.
Yes.
So it was nice because anywhere else we would have, even though we were staying in the same spot, we would have packed up our stuff to keep it safe in the car. But we left it. I mean, I still thought about the fact that maybe someone could take our tent.
It's true.
But I knew that we still had yours.
That didn't go back zipper. And listen to the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Whoa. Was terrible. My tent was a disaster. Okay. So the next day we wake up and I was still in online school.
I don't know who does this. Let's plan a road trip on my last week of finals.
Yeah.
Of my entire bachelor degree.
Yeah.
Precious perky.
It was more like some papers and some things to just finish up. And I was like, well, I'm going to spend a lot of time in the car so I can just type away. But did I do that? Not so much. Because we ended up going to like two or three coffee shops for me to finish work.
Done.
I think for like Wi-Fi. So the one place we went in Sisters, Oregon, is Sisters Coffee, and that is also a very core memory for us.
Amen and amen. I have a Sisters mug.
Yes.
I don't have it on me, but if I did, I would show you.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of show, completely spaced on bringing this part up, we now have little snippets, videos, there'll be YouTube clips, TikToks, Instagram reels. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to see what Precious and I look like.
Yes.
So go on to Cup of Joy Online for Instagram. She is a completely new baby Instagram account. So please
go
don't
give her some love.
Yes. Don't let the lack of follows define the beauty in the stories that will be to come.
So you guys will be the OGs.
You'll be the OGs. Mm-hmm. Okay, but going on, we are at this coffee shop, mm-hmm. and Precious is finishing up her paper, typing away. I am not in school, praise the Lord. And so I was journaling and reading and my journal entries have changed a lot throughout the last few years. I don't remember when this was, but I was feeling pretty distant from the Lord. And the Holy Spirit really led me to write a letter to Jesus, and specifically writing Dear Jesus, because Jesus was man. And so God came down as man and suffered all of the same things that we as humans suffered, except for he did it without sinning. That's absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, so he relates to a lot of our emotions. And so as I'm writing this letter, it really felt personal. And so I really encourage you that if you're in a season of life right now where you're feeling pretty distant from the Lord, just grabbing a piece of paper and just writing like, Dear Jesus, and then expressing what's on your heart and mm-hmm. your struggles and just like being completely transparent and being like, hey, like, please write back soon. Like, I really miss you. I really want to hear from you. And so that became like a daily thing. And so when we're at this coffee shop, I was writing this journal and talking to God about just Precious and I's friendship and just asking God to like continue to seal this and have a hand on our friendship, continue to allow it to grow and to appreciate the little things. I'm going to tell you right now, foreshadowing what's to come on day 6. Be careful what you pray and ask God, because when you say appreciate the little things, it seems like a really sweet, cute little gesture, like a Pinterest statement, wall art. That being said,
he heard you.
He heard me. So as I'm writing this down, there's a conversation going on to the left of me. And it's this older gentleman and this younger woman, and they were strangers before they had began talking. Yeah. And the conversation was just very warm and very kind and just genuine two strangers asking about each other's lives and asking to listen versus asking to respond.
Right.
So I'm writing this down. The lady's leaving, and I was just kind of finishing up, and that did trigger me to say, like, hey, God, if there's any conversations that you want me to be a part of, like, please, like, allow that to happen. And then at that moment, I kid you not, it wasn't, like, a minute later. It wasn't, like, it was literally as I'm writing out the sentence, a piece of paper falls. Presh and I, we cannot come to terms on whether it was my paper, Greg's paper, or Precious, maybe you had a paper. There was a paper that just napkin fell. So Greg and I, we go to, this is the gentleman that's sitting to the left. And I think I grab it and either hand it to him or whatever. But that strikes up a conversation.
Yeah. We met Greg and, no, he met us. He reached out. He was so friendly and just very interested in, you know, what we're doing there. He realized that we weren't locals, as he was. He was a
he learned that pretty quick.
Yeah, and oh my gosh, this man just poured into us. He was telling all these stories about him and his wife. It was their anniversary that day, so we were just so intrigued by their life, and we asked him, you know, for advice or recommendations around sisters, and he delivered.
He really did.
Yeah. And so now we took his business card, right? So then we were like texting him like, hey, Greg, we went to this waterfall that you recommended. And it was amazing. And he was like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy that you guys are just loving Oregon. And it just kind of went back and forth the whole trip. And now what?
Well, and so what's funny about, because during that interaction, he recommended this book. And it's so interesting because the book he like swore up and down that it was at this bookstore across the street.
Right across the street.
So when we wrapped up the conversation, we headed over to the bookstore. We couldn't even, could we find the bookstore? We were looking for something.
It was literally right across the street.
Yeah. And so anyway, going to the bookstore, the book's not there. The people have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm like, okay, never mind. So I bought this other book. And so Presh and I head over to this bat cave.
No, it was supposed to be, it wasn't supposed to be a bat cave. It was supposed to be like a regular cave with like skylights that you could see.
I didn't know that.
See, yeah, I planned all the things that we were doing, so Amanda doesn't know what's going on. Okay, so yeah, it was just supposed to be a cave, and I was like, yes, let's go. So we get there, and it stops like...
Yeah, who would want to go to a bat cave? Okay. Okay.
Not me.
I see what's up. It's a cave. We get there. It's like an hour out of our way.
Yeah, and then it, like, stops us, like, a couple miles back from the destination, according to Google Maps. And I was like, oh, man, what does that sign say? And basically, it's closed for the season from,
because
like...
Because of the bats.
Yeah, from, like, September to whatever. Yeah. Because bats hibernate. And I was like, oh, great, wish I knew this before Google Maps, whatever.
Yep, so at this point, I've finished reading my dumb book. It was not... It was, like, what was the book even about? It was about, like,
your phone.
Toxic... Or not toxic. Detoxing from your phone. But it was everything I already knew. And it, I don't know.
Wasn't helpful.
It was, and it was more gravitated towards, like, the universe and we're believers, like, Jesus is the way. So I was just kind of like, eh, I don't want to really give this to anybody. So we went back to return the book.
Right. Because it was like kind of back central to where we needed to be to go to our next spot.
To go to the next spot. So we went back and just, I was just honestly just going to get my money back at this point. I'm like, whatever. It's like $9. This could pay for like our next
coffee.
Yeah. So I'm like, whatever. So I went back, returned the book, and this younger woman was helping me out. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye was the lady that had helped me that morning. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, you're back. And I was like, yeah, I just wasn't sure about it. She's like, no, your book's here. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, they just dropped off the shipment. Wow. And so she's like, 1 second, ran to the back, brought the book. And I was like, wait, go on.
I just wanted to tell them the title.
What's the title?
In Search of the Diamond.
Oh, yeah.
So very, like, intriguing.
Yes.
Title that we had no idea what the story was about, really, except for the fact that Greg had told us that it was Holy Spirit inspired. Mm-hmm. And we were like, a fiction book inspired by the Holy Spirit. How so interesting.
Yeah, because I don't ever read fictional books. I'm more of like a self-help, like, I don't know. Self-help
books. Yeah. Long story short, Amanda gets to return the book and, well, exchange, like, the price, whatever. Mm-hmm. So the money went towards this new book, and we were, like, freaking out, so excited.
Because there's no other reason we would have ever been back to that spot.
No.
Well, even if you think about it, if we went to the cave, like, we just would never would have stopped back at the...
No.
Anyway, so we got the book, and now... We're headed to...
Well, we took on one of Greg's recommendations because we needed a win, right?
Yes, we needed a win.
So we went to this place called Camp Sherman. I think... This is just a really nice spot that he recommended. So we went there. There was like this little shack we like shopped at. I got this shirt that said like Oregon and a couple of the places that we went. Mm-hmm. We walked along the river. It was just gorgeous. I wish that we would have camped there.
I know. It was so beautiful. And then when we got back, we were going to leave because I think it was actually like starting to rain when we got there, and then the rain stopped. Yes. And it was just like so sunny.
Yes.
It was so beautiful. But then the owner ended up showing us like the birds.
Oh yeah. So this guy was from Minnesota, the shack I'm talking about. It's a little shop. And he's from Minnesota, so we talked about that a little bit. And then this bird kept coming up to the window right behind him, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's the bird. Or they probably had a name or whatever.
Jerry.
They, like, fed him out of their hands.
Yep.
So he went in the back and, like, the porch and kind of showed us this bird. We got some videos. And
It was crazy.
It was beautiful. We mailed off some postcards.
Yep.
Remember that?
And then Precious takes us to our next destination.
Oh, gosh.
The ultimate waterfall. What was it called?
Tumalo Falls. Greg had to correct us. It could be Tumalo. It could be Tumalo. I forgot, Greg. Sorry.
It's one of the two.
So I've been using Google Maps this whole time because I was able to save all of our like locations before the trip kind of under this Oregon 2024 plan.
Hot take.
Don't use Google.
I hate Google Maps. I don't hate anything. Lord forgive me for hating, but
it's because of this specific experience.
I already didn't like it, but this just like was a cherry on top. Yeah. This was my confirmation for not liking Google Maps.
I'm an Apple girl, but I don't think you can make like plans on Apple Maps.
I don't know. I'll have to look into that.
Apple, step it up.
Step it up. So Precious starts driving. She's in control of the vehicle, and you're just following your maps.
Yep, just following the map.
Headed to our destination. And should we read the Google review before or after our story? Let's do it after.
Yeah.
Okay, so we left a Google review for...
So no one else makes the same
makes this mistake. But we're just driving along, and I'm like, Precious, there's a lot of rocks. Like, there's like dirt and rock.
Yeah.
But this is, like, very significant. She's like, oh, no, it's fine. We're literally only... How many miles was it?
Well, the road was, like, pavement, and then it was dirt, and then it was, like, gravel, and it just gets narrower and narrower.
But what was the distance?
So we were about, like, 3 miles from the destination, and I was like, Amanda, like, it's right there. We got to keep going.
Yeah. And so as she's saying, like, it's right there. We got to keep going. I'm, like, starting to make sounds, like, as we're driving, like... Like, hold on, because I'm, like, seeing the fact that, like, there's all of these like erosion to the fact, like there was one part of like this hole where it was deep on one end and the car was like almost sideways. Slanted.
Yeah. Like I was looking down at Amanda.
And I'm like, she's like, it's fine. No, yeah. It's seriously fine.
My thing was like, people go here. Like, this is a family affair. People take pictures here. There's so many, like, reviews online, mm-hmm. and it's the best waterfall around.
So Precious is like, this is the, everyone goes through this. It's fine. But I'm like, the scratching on the car, and it wasn't sticks. It was the leaves from the sides. But I'm like,
that's how narrow it is at this point.
It's getting narrow. Like, I'm like, Precious, what happens if a car is coming towards us? There's nowhere for it to go. We can hardly fit through this. Like, what's happening right now?
Brand new RAV4.
Yeah. I'm like, white. Only because of the payments that I'm making on it was making me cringe.
And I don't pay for this car, so I'm just like, do. Yeah. Like, keep going. Don't worry about the scratches.
It's fine. It's white.
Did you say that we pushed, like, the rock and dirt button on your transmission?
Where is, like, the gravel and I don't even know what we went through. It was
Boulders.
Like, at this point. Because we got to the point where I'm like, Precious, you need to turn around.
I was like, sorry, I can't.
There's like, she's like, it's a mile and a half to go. Don't even worry about it. I'm like, Precious, Priggy, turn this vehicle around. But at this point, there is no physical way.
No.
And we also don't want to go through what we just went through.
True.
Again.
I was like, there has to be another way out. Google Maps, like, you could see that there was kind of another path out. And I was like, maybe that's how people get here.
Get here. So
it's going to be so much better on the other side.
So, we keep going. We're driving over rocks that you would normally move out of the way before going over. But we're at this point, like, it's not like there's this rock isn't actually that bad. But like before we would move it. And we keep going. I'm just smile on my face, freaking out.
Yeah.
Meet anxiety, Amanda.
I mean, I was not having a good time, but I had to keep, like, you were masking my confidence.
It. One person had to be chill.
Yeah, because I was the one driving.
So now we're going, and there was a turnoff for, like, where, so we could either go straight to go to, like,
to keep going towards this destination.
Or we could turn.
And I was like, there's no way people use this road. Like, this is, like, an ATV road. We're definitely not on the right path.
So I'm like, Precious, we're not going that path. And you were, at one point, you did say, can we just keep going? And I was like, it's going to get dark. What we can do, because I brought up, I'm like, we can get out of the car and walk it. And you're like, I don't want to walk it in the dark.
Yeah.
So there was no other option but to get off this road.
Yeah, so we turn right.
We turn right to get out, and all of a sudden,
it opens up a little bit. You know, it's a little bit wider path. We keep going for a little bit, and then we see some legit
loggers,
people cutting down trees and putting them through their truck.
In the middle, like, they're like, how did you get here? They were both, everybody was like, what are you doing?
We're like, praise God, people.
People are
other
here.
Human beings on this planet.
So it's like getting it's not getting dark yet, but like we have an hour of sunlight.
Yeah.
And we have these people who are just so shocked that we're here.
A RAV4 in the middle of the woods?
Literally, what are you doing? So
we're like, please help. We don't know where we are.
Yeah, we rolled down the window.
How do we get to the waterfall?
I tell. They're like, you're
so far.
So far away from where you should be. So
like, yeah, we figured that.
No way, really? No way. So they tell us how to get there. I kid you not. Not even like a quarter of a mile. We keep going. A wolf. Beautiful creature.
Yeah.
Is just like prancing in front of us. And I'm like, Elsa?
Literally. Elsa is our best friend's dog, and she's like a husky mix.
Yeah.
It looked just like her,
but an actual wolf.
It was not a dog.
No. I was like looking at Precious. I'm like, roll up, like, all the windows.
Yeah, we're in the car. We're okay. Just take it in. Like, look at this beautiful creature that we've never able to see otherwise.
Oh my gosh. So we keep driving, and it's at this point, it's all still pretty rocky, but it's
more gravel.
Now it's getting to be more gravel
and wider.
And then
it was not anything like it was on the way up. So I'm just thankful that we found a way out that was like more smooth.
So then,
and we saw a rainbow too. Remember that?
Yes. At the end of all of this, there was a rainbow. Mm-hmm. I think the rainbow was that before the loggers.
It was after. It was when we saw the wolf.
There was a point where we were turning, and then we were like neck and neck you remember that, where it was like the drop off and we were next to the road, like hugging like the, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, another moment where I could see a near death experience. But so we got onto the smooth road.
Yeah.
And that leads us into...
We actually found...
Well, I was going to say life lesson number two.
Okay.
Which
we found the right path to the waterfall, and we're just like, hallelujah, yes. Thank the Lord. This road is a blessing.
Well, and on our way to the right waterfall, we did almost hit a dog. This was not a wolf. We almost hit an actual legit dog.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was the same time.
And we ended up bringing... We found the owner, and...
Because of, like, the collar or something, we figured out the address. Yeah, so we brought it up to the house. Found,
and then the lady opens up the door, completely ignores our existence, and is like, oh, princess, come here. And then...
Slams the door in my face.
Slams the door.
Oh, okay, I almost ran over your dog, but you're welcome.
Yeah, like, normal thing, whatever. So we found the waterfall, and life lesson number two, appreciate the little things. Appreciate the smooth gravel or the smooth
road, even non-gravel. The smooth gravel. Yeah. I was like, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Smooth road. We have everything we need. Praise God.
Oh, so okay.
Here is the infamous Google review that I left. So the problem was, here's the problem. I chose the wrong destination on Google Maps. It was the same area, the same location, but I am fairly certain that we were on our way to the top of this waterfall. Because when we actually got to the legit parking lot for the waterfall, I'm like, yeah, we were up there, like on that bluff, I swear.
We were. So, and that makes sense because the elevation kept getting higher. Yeah. So
here's my Google review. If you are using Google Maps, do not, I repeat, do not confuse Tumalo Falls with Tumalo Falls Trail. You will end up on 3+ miles of narrow paths, rocks, boulders, erosions, mud, etc. Praise God we made it out alive. Seriously, oh my gosh. Tire could have popped at any second. I hope this saves at least one person from making the same mistakes we did. LOL.
LOL. Wow.
That's all I have to say. I
totally forgot about the fact that, like, we didn't pop a tire. There wasn't even, low pressure. Like, there was...
That could have been the end.
The end of our road trip experience.
Of our existence. The wolf could have got to us. The wolf.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Right before. Ugh. Okay. So, that night, that was when we headed back to our campsite.
Well,
share what
happened when we actually got to the waterfall.
Oh, we met Connor.
Yeah. So, it was actually really nice, but we didn't get to, like, walk. There was a really beautiful path, but we didn't have time because there was sunlight. But this guy was coming back the other direction, like he had just gone with his cute little dog.
It was the dog's birthday.
Yeah, it was the dog's birthday. It was like a poodle. What are those called?
A doodle?
Doodle, yeah.
A doodle.
Golden doodle.
Golden doodle. It was not a poodle.
And, well, it's like a mix.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh my gosh, we have some, tuna in the car because we had to bait this other dog that we saved its life. Yep. You're welcome.
So we needed to get rid of the leftover tuna that was open and smelling up the car.
And we were like, can we give it to your dog as a birthday gift? And he was like, sure. So all four of us went back to the car and
gave... I think he saw your guitar and that's
Yeah, something like that. We started talking about music.
I think it's because we opened up the car and he saw the guitar and was like, oh, like who plays or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we found out that he was in a band.
He's a musician. And a very talented one. He
plays the...
Like a mandolin?
The mandolin.
And guitar. Probably acoustic, probably bass. He sings.
So incredible. We ended up having a... What's it called?
Like a little jam sesh.
Yeah.
We asked him like, hey, what songs do you know? We ended up singing Let It Go. Let Her Go. Gotta let her go.
Oh, yeah. It was
Let It Go. So we have like a whole... video of us singing and jamming out with his mandolin.
It was so fun.
And then we also played him a song, Gratitude, kind of sharing our faith with him. We asked if we could pray for him, and I mean, you never know what touches people's hearts. But
yeah, that was a really beautiful moment. Then we headed back to the campsite. Which,
praise God, our stuff was already set up because it was dark.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so that was the night that... When Precious and I ended up, like, we just had hot dogs for dinner. And it was a pretty high-stress day, I would say.
Dude, yeah.
There was a lot of emotions. And we pretty much kept our cool. At no point did Precious and I ever get into a fight. I think we have yet, I'm not going to speak that over our friendship, but we have not. And so anyway, so we got back, made some hot dogs with a fire, and we were sitting in our camp chairs. And I'm holding my hot dog, just like so excited to like devour this thing. And I had my ketchup in the other hand because I got to, you know, sit down, put on the ketchup. And as I'm sitting down, I don't know what the heck happened, but all of a sudden my chair.
No, you reached forward for something. And then when you went back to sit down on the chair, as I'm taking a bite of my hot dog, her chair falls over. So she's, her butt is going towards the ground with no chair underneath her to catch her. And I'm just eating my hot dog like, no. And she tumbles.
No,
she
falls. I completely rolled like roly-poly on the ground. I was like literally like rocking my
Yeah.
It was the most graceful fall.
Did you save your hot dog?
I did. I kept it up. I was holding it up. And I'm like, no way. And so we had a good laugh and it was a good end of our day or stressful day. So yeah, I remembered my little journal entry. I can't remember if it was that day or the next day where I reflected and was like, yep, that's where I did ask for that, Lord. Mm-hmm. So we had good sleep that night. Woke up to
another coffee shop.
Another coffee shop. This is day 7.
Yes.
So we went to the coffee shop. It was fun. You finished up some school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they pumped our gas for us. I was going to say,
yeah. So every time I went to a gas station in this area, like, we didn't have to get out of the car.
It was so nice.
People just, I'm like, why don't you do this in Minnesota when it's freezing outside?
Literally.
I would pay good money for that.
Catch up, Minnesota.
So.
And we tipped them a couple times. I think that was very unexpected.
Mm-hmm. I think every time we had someone pump our gas, we tipped because I was like, thanks.
Yeah, so this was the day that I had planned for us to go to Crater Lake National Park. I was so stoked to check another national park off my list. And meanwhile, like I said, I'm planning all this day
Crater
by day.
Crater Lake, I don't know what that, the, who that, where that is.
Who are you?
Who are you?
So Amanda has, like, no idea what we're going into, you know. And that honestly saved her day because... Would you like to share what happens when we get to this national park?
Okay. So, mind you, we're staying at a campsite relatively close, right?
Yeah, to the national. Like an hour away.
Yeah. So, we're leaving and it's sunny. It's 70 degrees and we're driving. How long do you think it took us to get there?
Like an hour and a half.
So, we're driving and it's about 45 minutes in and we're turning and I'm just noticing that there's like flurries.
Yeah.
And we keep driving and I'm like noticing that there's like snow that has like stuck. There's like little spots of snow. I'm like, precious, this is going to be interesting. Like, is our campsite like this? Like, are we going to have like a little bit of like some lining of snow, which is not a big deal. We prepared for this. Mm-hmm. We turn off. We're about an hour and 15 minutes into our drive and we're turning into the national park. There is a blizzard.
Literally.
A snow blizzard. You can't see like 4 yards in front of you.
Yeah. It was like literally when you turn into the national park, it was only snowing in the national
park. In the national park.
So crazy. So we were like, okay, well, let's just keep driving, see what we see. Maybe it's not as bad up at the lake.
We're from Minnesota. Mm. I was legit scared driving. Like...
We're most prepared and we're like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
We get to the lake, which is like the main attraction. You can't see out of your car.
No, it's completely white. Like everything's, I loved how people actually
got out.
I ended up rolling down my window. I didn't even want to get out of the car.
No, it wasn't worth it.
And I'm like, do you guys see anything? They're like, nothing.
And they're taking pictures.
Like, taking pictures of nothing.
Yeah.
One girl was trying to get into the porta potty, and it was literally
frozen shut.
No. She's trying to open up the... That was funny.
So that was a big fail. I, like, took a picture and compared it, and I was like, this is what we were supposed to see today, and this is what
I can see why you're upset. That's pretty... Yeah. It's pretty beautiful.
So that's still on my bucket list, is to go back to Crater Lake.
But then we ended up seeing more waterfalls.
Yeah, and so the plan was to camp near there. I'll just read you my list. We went to Tokiti Falls, which was gorgeous. That was the one with the basalt, whatever. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where we took like those 0.5 selfies and that lady was like really excited. Yeah. So look that up. We also went to Watson Falls, and that was like a really skinny waterfall, but it was close by. And we ended up interrupting a school field trip, like three school buses.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I do remember that. So that was pretty funny.
And then
there's
sure
a bunch of like fourth graders who are like, yeah, run before the fourth graders
and
get
teachers
there.
And yeah, there was a couple others that we didn't go see because we were supposed to camp there that night, but we just decided not to because it was still kind of cold, rainy, snowy.
So we ended up booking, what was the place called?
So we drove back to Sisters because at this point that's just like our home base.
Yeah.
We felt safe there. Like we liked the vibes. And we booked a motel because Amanda was like, can we please just like find somewhere warm to stay?
Yeah. That cold brisk just really got
Tell them about your, sleeping pad.
Oh yeah. Okay. So shout out to my fiance. Praise you. I love you. Thank you for packing for me. Your sleeping pad did not work. It was, I was very grateful for Tyler. He packed all of my camping stuff, which was such a lifesaver, including our tent. If you guys did not listen to the last episode, that's where we go into Tyler just listening to his instincts and packing us a second tent, which we ended up using for the entire trip because our last one, zipper, was not working. And I don't know if it was me. I don't know. But the sleeping pad completely deflated every night. Like, I was sleeping on the ground at this point.
It was one of those backpacking ones where it, like, weighs nothing and you have to, like, inflate it. Yeah. So Amanda was not having as much fun camping as I was because I had a really nice sleeping pad.
My back was just, like, so sore every morning, which was fine. Yeah. But
So the motel that I booked was in Sisters called Left Coast Lodge, and it was so cute, so affordable. And that night, well, let's share about the other thing that we did. Another recommendation from Greg. He's the G. He told us about
his travel agency.
Yes, yeah. he's a realtor, and a travel agent. Yeah. Okay. So he told us about his wedding story. Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Where him and Terry, they decided to get married and wanted to get married at a waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
So one of his friends ended up going out with them and marrying them at Benham Falls.
It was beautiful.
Yes.
It was rushing, though. Like, the water is legit. If you're afraid of heights, don't get too close to the edge. And that's exactly what Precious did.
Yeah, scaring Amanda a little bit.
Oh, a lot of it. Yeah,
a lot of it.
So,
yeah, we walked this path, and, like, it's not a real like waterfall per se, but it's like, what did I call it?
It's like a rush. I don't know. Like, it's like a rushing river. Rapids. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But once you get to the viewpoint, you can see how beautiful it is.
Absolutely gorgeous. So we actually ended up texting our pen pal, our future pen pal. We messaged Greg and we asked if him and Terry wanted to go out for breakfast to like celebrate.
We just told him that we went to Benham Falls.
I don't know if maybe we asked him for dinner because we were going to be there that night.
Yeah, I think we asked him about dinner.
He's like, no. But breakfast.
In the morning.
Yeah. So that night when we got back, we ended up, they had a hot tub.
At the motel.
Yes. So we made our tea and we got into this hot tub.
It was just
so
us.
So nice.
Yeah. It was a little chilly out, but that's what made the hot tub even better.
Even better. Yep. Oh my gosh. Like running to the hot tub, I was freezing. Yes. I'm like, I'm going to slip. This is not good.
No shoes. Yeah. And we were just, like, talking about, you know, our friendship and Amanda's boyfriend at the time.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Brand new boyfriend.
I mean, they had plans to, like, get married eventually, but then the next month they got engaged. So it was just fun to, like, it's fun to think about that time.
That is wild. Wow, that's crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, he was not boyfriend for very long. That's a story for another day. But
we both got to shower that night.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice.
And then
sleep in our own beds. There was two beds.
So then we got all the room. And then we woke up in the morning. You were sleeping in. Mm-hmm. I got up early. This is my normal routine. Just like wake up 5, 6 a.m., have my time with the Lord. So I'm grabbing my Bible, my journal, whatever, and I'm making coffee. And I go out to sit. There was a hammock that I noticed from the night before. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, perfect. I'm going to like sit in this hammock, enjoy my cup of coffee and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So
I don't even make it like four steps outside. I start gagging. I'm legit about to throw up. Like, what is that smell? Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry, sisters, but this is one thing that we cannot
get over.
Get over. Why does it smell like cat pee? Like,
why does it smell like that?
And like, no one talks about it. No one brings it up. Yeah. There was no local that's like, oh yeah, like it smells like legitimately a litter box that has not been catered to for months. And so I'm gagging. And I'm like, this is so dumb. So I go back inside and I wake up Precious from her sleep. And I'm like, go outside and tell me it's not me. Like, what's going on? She's like, nope, that's not pleasant.
Yeah. So did we go to breakfast that day then?
We did breakfast that day. We did not talk to them about the smell. Or did we?
No. I don't think we wanted to offend them. Sorry, no, Greg.
Sorry, Greg.
It's probably normal to them.
That is true.
But do you want to tell the listeners how we looked up the... I, like, literally searched Reddit. I Googled, why does sister smell like that? And literally other people are like, why does sister smell like cat pee? Why does it smell like this, that, and that?
So I'll just talk about this real quickly. So Tyler... It's funny. Tyler and I very, very quickly into our relationship, honestly, probably before we started dating. This is a very unique love story that the Lord... has been, what's the word?
Orchestrating.
And one of the things that Tyler and I had talked about very early on was kids' names. Mm-hmm. And that's a beautiful story in and of itself, beautiful confirmation. If we have a daughter, her name, I don't want to say it in case I'm going to say it. I don't want to say it because this might not happen. Because, you know, when you, like, have a child and you think of the name and then you see the name and you're like, nah, it doesn't correlate. You know, but if this all happens, potentially, if we have a daughter, Juniper Joy will be her name. Aww. And very precious, beautiful name. And there's a lot of biblical meaning behind just it being a plant. Because I know that it's a bush?
It must be like a bush or a tree. Bush.
But there's this beautiful, beautiful story about the name Juniper and the meaning behind it. Do you guys want to know what the smell is in Sister's Oregon?
Reddit says it's the juniper trees.
It's the juniper trees. I'm like, Precious, you do not tell her that. You do not tell her that when she's old enough to know. Aww. But...
So that's why it was so ironic, because she hates the smell so much, but it's like her favorite baby name.
Yeah. So kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Sorry, Juniper, if you're listening to this in the future, we love you.
Yeah. You don't smell like cat pee.
You don't smell like cat pee. Oh, okay. So that day, now it's, the other thing I wanted to quickly go back to for day 7, talking about the storm and whatnot, life lesson in that is to not have any expectations, which we kind of talked about already, but just to really hunker down. If you don't have any expectations, you can't ever be disappointed.
It's so true. Because Amanda didn't know what was happening any day of the trip. So every time we actually did something successful, she was so happy.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, me over here having all these plans, knowing that I've already cut my list down by a lot. Mm-hmm. Just like kind of being disappointed that we didn't go to this waterfall or that waterfall or the national park. And then we tried to book something and we had to reschedule it, which means we couldn't go to the coast.
The water rafting. So there was a lot of things that had been planned and like didn't like fall through. But then on my end, I'm like, I brought all the snacks. I'm happy.
Yeah.
So life's good. So then when, things did happen.
Low expectations equals...
More joy.
More joy. Because, everything's a blessing.
Mm-hmm. So now we're on...
Day 8.
We
go to breakfast. Such a blessing. Got to talk about, again, marriage and life, being a Christian, trusting the Lord.
Greg, Terry, if you're listening, I have not received an RSVP to my wedding yet, so... We're waiting. We want to see you in Minnesota.
That's right.
It doesn't smell.
Okay, so then we're like, Greg, we love you, but we're gonna go to the Smith Rock State Park, so we gotta head out. And we drove there. It was super fun. I don't know how to describe it besides big, huge, giant rocks. They're not really a mountain, but
it was
state park.
It was all right.
Yeah. So we went hiking and it was fun. It was a little bit
We did a warmer. Lot of hiking. It was super hot.
Yeah.
It wasn't a little bit warmer. I was dying of heat. I was like, because remember the water? We bought water bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was fun. It mm-hmm. was good. I bought this like really cool water bottle for Tyler and it's his favorite color. And I used it. And Precious is like, he'll never know. Like,
yeah, just, he won't know.
Just bring it. And I was like, cool. And then I dropped it and got it so scratched up. I'm like, he'll know.
He'll know. After we finished there, we were hungry, right? So we went to go get burgers and milkshakes. Mm-hmm. And I literally like called ahead, right?
You called, because this is when we were chasing the sun, right? Or the sunset?
Sunset, yeah. So I
called. Oh, yeah, you called ahead. We were like
on time.
Counting down the minutes to the sunset.
Yeah.
And then counting down the miles to
right.
this pick up this burger. So we're like, get the burger, go watch the sunset.
So when we pull up to the restaurant, Mans is like, oh, yeah, I'm the one you talked to on the phone, but I never put your order through. So it's still going to be just as much time as it would have been
if yep.
you just showed up.
If we just showed up. And we're like, thanks. We have 45 seconds planned to run inside and pick up our
literally.
Burgers, but it's fine. So we did a little fun photo shoot in the coffee shop.
The burger joint. Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, the burger. Every restaurant's photos, a yeah. coffee shop.
yeah. And then I also Google trashed them.
Do you want to read the review?
Oh, sure. It's not it's not really because of the service. It was more because of the food. Because here, this is what I said. The atmosphere is great. Staff is friendly and the fries were delicious, but the burgers were cold and the single patty was lacking. I would yep. maybe recommend ordering the double burger. We also got ice cream, which was classic soft serve. Can't go wrong, but nothing special.
Nothing special. Oh my gosh,
Precious. I won't expose the name of this restaurant. Yeah, cool people though. So then we were, yeah, rushing to the sunset, which I had planned to go to Pilot Butte. I think that's how you say it. It's mm-hmm. in... I'm just going to go with Sisters again. So that's a safe bet. Or Bend. It could have been either because they're really close to each yep. other. Bend. It was probably Bend.
So watch the sunset and then headed off to our well, I don't want to say what it is because it was actually a surprise. So we were going to our Airbnb
yeah.
that Precious had surprised me with.
Yes.
So I knew nothing about where we were going. When we got there, my first instinct was PTSD because the very thing that she brought me to was the same thing that I almost killed us with. So.
Oh, gosh. So I booked a really cute, vibey Airstream
yep.
Airbnb with a shower.
It was really cute.
Yeah.
So absolutely adorable. But a few days before this had happened, I might have brought this up in the last episode, but we would be in spots where like we just had to pass somebody because they were going so slow and we had a lot to do. And the first time that I tried to pass somebody, I chickened out last minute. Mm-hmm. So I was hitting on the brakes to get back to where we were going. And Precious is like, don't do that. Like yeah. you just got to keep going. And that very instinct to completely put a brake almost killed us because the Airstream kept coming. And I was like, oh my gosh. And yeah, we almost got
hit by an Airstream.
Yeah.
But I think you got over it. It was a cute stay.
It was absolutely adorable. One of my favorite spots.
For sure. We got some cute photos for the podcast and
it was good. So stayed there, woke up. That was the other thing. So for day 8, meeting Greg and Terry was such a joyful addition to our story and to our trip. And just again, meeting other believers and being able to have conversations about the Lord, to pray with one another and just to feel safe with. Mm-hmm. Our life lesson number 4 is talk to strangers.
Yes.
I know it's kind of the hot take, there's a lot of conversations that you're going to miss if you completely like put yourself in that bubble. And I totally understand, like, be safe about it.
Yeah, right.
Be 100%. Smart. Be very smart. Be discerning in that. Yeah. Like, a lot of people could say, like, oh, he could have killed you.
Right.
There's a lot of things that could kill you, like an Airstream.
Yeah, it goes back to, like, even talking to Connor. Like, it was so nice to meet him. The day before that, when we went to Hot Spring, we met someone else. And, talking to people, I feel like that's how you get to experience the culture of where you're visiting.
Yep.
Is 100%. than the people that live there. So
now we're on day 9, and this is where we actually went water rafting. This is the reason for the trip.
Yes. So
waterfall.
Can I share my story?
Water rafting. You can share.
Okay. So I'm a nurse, right? And I meet people from all over because we live in a very, like, it's called Destination Medical Center. So people come from all over to get care here. And so I get to meet people from every state, other countries. And this one man was from Oregon or Washington. Mm-hmm. And he had told me about whitewater rafting. And I was like, immediately, that's on my bucket list. Like, I need to go. So that might have even been like a year before we started planning. But that was another reason. Waterfalls and whitewater rafting.
And so when we had booked the water rafting, it was supposed to be for day 8 because day 9 we were going to be traveling to the coast. And so what ended up happening was day 8 was canceled.
Because there weren't enough people booked.
There were not enough people booked. They wouldn't take us on. So we had to push it to day 9 and choose water rafting over the coast.
Yeah. It was a hard decision for me. But I was like, got to stick to like why we came out here was for the river rafting.
River rafting. So that would be the same day that we would start driving home.
Yeah. We literally wake up in the Airstream, pack up our stuff, go to Washington, actually, just over the border of the state line. Go to White Salmon River Drifters.
Absolutely. Highly recommend. Insane. Absolutely insane.
Yeah. It was so fun.
It was, yeah. I got completely
dunked.
I was dry the whole entire rafting. I was like, this is great. Because we're not showering. We're not dry. Like, we are getting in the car, making one more stop to a waterfall, and then booking it home.
Yes.
So I was very, very happy to, like, get through the entire process of this water rafting without getting wet.
Yeah.
And in the very last 30 seconds, we completely go down this little waterfall.
Yeah. It's a baby waterfall, but it feels terrifying.
It was so petrifying.
We're to the point where at the bottom, you go under the water with your whole raft and come back up. So, yeah. Yep. Amanda got soaked. We have pictures to prove it. But yeah, good time, right?
Good time. It was. It was all right. So now, last week we talked about icks. And
oh, no.
We decided, we're not going to share too many icks. Or do we want to share the icks?
I don't have any more.
But anyway, I have an ick.
Okay, please share.
So we get done. We get done with the water rafting, right? And we're like dried. We're ready to go. And Precious just has it in her head that she wants to stop at this waterfall.
One more waterfall. It's probably the most famous in Oregon. And
it's like a little out of the way.
It is out of the way.
It's out of the way.
I was like, please.
And I'm like, this is my ick. Because I was, at this point, determined. I'm like ready to go home. We have immensely prepared to like get in the car and just drive. Mm-hmm. And Precious and I talked about it. And we decided that like the goal is to not stop and to keep driving. Precious kind of like you knew that we were going to stop at some point.
I had my doubts.
Yeah. Because it's like a 28-hour
drive
home. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like ready to go. I don't know if it's
once you get something in your head, you're like, we're doing it. We're going. I have the ambition.
Yeah. And so we are driving out of our way to go to this waterfall. I'm like, Precious, we've seen so many. Let me tell you what you're going to see. And like, let me paint the description of what's going to happen. So we're driving out of our way, and I'm just mentally like, if we just left right now, we would get back so much. Or like, we're just wasting 2.5 hours of our life for you to see more water,
like, literally
falling down. So we get there, and there is just, it's packed. There's so many people. There's no parking. I'm like, Precious, get out. Go see your waterfall. I'll find parking, and I'll meet you there.
Yeah.
And I'm actually very happy to not find parking. So I'm like, perfect. She can see what she wants to see. She can get in the car. We can go.
Well, and then I was like, I felt, you know, like I knew that we drove out of the way. So I was trying to like soak in the moment, like really like take it all in.
She's calling me. So she's like, Amanda, where are you? Come on, let's go.
I'm like, let's see it together. Like, let's experience this, you know?
So I find the parking spot. I get out. It's cold. I'm annoyed. Yeah. I'm like, I'm freezing. I'm going to go watch waterfall. Like, so I get there. I'm like, I could take a water bottle, open it, and just pour it for you.
Okay. The waterfall we were mentioning is Multnomah Falls. So
it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's so touristy. Like, that was like the most touristy spot. Yeah. There's so many people. And you just, like, walk up. You see it. You look at it.
Well, there is a bridge that you can walk up and walk. Like, I think that would have been cool, but.
That would have been.
That's okay.
So, we compromised. We didn't do the walk.
Yeah, so.
You were taking it in. It was really cute to see how excited you were. Mm-hmm. That's what I came for. And then I'm like, okay, you ready? You're like, yeah.
Yep. Let's go. So we started driving at 5 p.m.
5 p.m. And Precious has her doubts, lots of doubts. She's like, we're going to eventually stop
and pull over. Because I can't drive very long without falling asleep.
She's like 2 hours and then she's like, Amanda, do you want to switch? And I'm like,
no.
Yeah, I'll switch with you. Okay. So did you start the drive?
Yeah.
You started the drive. You actually made it pretty far. It was like 11 o'clock before we switched.
Oh, nice.
Like, I was very proud of you, but I stayed up with you. We switched, and then I took the night shift, and I don't know if it was love or what, but I'm like...
Love for Tyler, love her boyfriend.
For Tyler, boyfriend at the time, because I'm like, the sooner that we get there, the sooner I can see him. And he was actually leading his first small group that Sunday. So I'm like, it'd be really cute to surprise him. Because we were going to get back like an entire day earlier if we kept going. And I knew if we stopped, we could still see him. But then it was like we couldn't sleep before. Yeah. And so anyway, I drove the whole night.
Kept going.
I woke up at 7. No, it was like 7 a.m. and I, at this point, had so much caffeine in me. I pulled over to like fill up with gas and I'm walking into the gas station. I just feel so weird. I'm like, I just spent
like you're on drugs.
Like, it was bad. I'm like, if this is what drugs feels like, I never want to try it. So I wouldn't want to try drugs either way. Okay. So I'm walking and I'm like, I can't drive. I don't know what time of life it is. So we get back. I'm like, Precious, you're driving. You're like kind of bummed, but you're like, okay.
No, I get it. I get it. I had slept, actually.
I did not. So of the 28 hours, I probably slept a total of 90 minutes on and off.
Aww.
Yeah, it was all right. So
we stopped for Taco Bell at one point. It was great.
That was good.
We
made it home. We stopped to get, we're in the cities now.
Yeah, and we're like an hour away from home.
We're so close.
But so far.
So it's so far. So you're like, I want a milkshake.
Yeah, because that had been a thing. We were getting milkshakes throughout the trip.
That was like our fun little milkshake treat, time. Yeah. So we stop at Sonic.
Yes.
And at this point, I am so tired because I have not slept. I mean, like, the sleep I've gotten was low quality. Mm-hmm. It honestly is a type of sleep that makes you more tired.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, going off.
And your bladder is full.
I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry. I'm, like, full bladder. And I'm irritated because Sonic is ignoring
us. Decided to just be open but not answer anybody. So the drive-through
or? Nothing. So I'm like, the drive-through is super, super, super long. And then you have those little stations to like order. I'm like, Precious, I'm going to find a bathroom. So I get up. I'm like waddling around. Like, I can't move. I'm like, that's so bad. I'm in pain. I'm like, I'm about to literally squat right here.
I'm like, do it.
Just do it.
Do it. I'm not leaving. I want my milkshake.
So I found a bathroom. I'm like, praise the Lord. I'm like waddling. And it's like, you know when you have to go so bad?
But you start peeing.
You start peeing a little. But you're like, it's fine because I'm almost there. I open up the door to find that I can't open up the door because it's locked. I'm like, this is so dumb. So I'm just waiting for the person to like finish their business. I'm like, please, please hurry up. I'm praying. And the door never opens.
I think it's just a locked bathroom.
It was just a locked bathroom. I'm like waddling back. I need to change my pants.
Like, so irritable at this point. I'm like, okay, fine, we'll leave, we'll go, we'll head home, we'll find you a gas station, whatever. And she's like, no, like, we can still get food. I'm like, okay, we're going to Cane's.
So we went
Cane's
to Cane's.
Is my love.
Yes. So I think that was the one time in our entire road trip that Precious and I were snippy.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the bathroom, I came out, I was smiling.
I handed her the chicken.
Yeah.
Eat this.
You're not yourself when you're hungry.
Yeah.
So then we sit down and we eat and we're like, wow, what
so
a time.
Better.
We were
Let's
doing great.
Let's get home.
Let's get home. So we went home. We went to bed.
At 10 o'clock. So this is 5 p.m. to 10 p.m.
the next day. Straight driving any stop we had was like
to pee or to eat.
To pee or to eat. And then we got back and I think I was just shocked. I think the part of the drive back was when like the sun was going down a second time.
I'm like, you're like, wait, this already happened.
My brain was broken. Like, what's going on? So then the next morning we both get up and we go to church together.
Yep.
And at this point, Tyler and I had been dating.
Oh, she was lying to him the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, that was so funny. Because it would be like little things. Like we packed mangoes as one of our like road trips and snacks. And then Tyler was like, I really want dried mangoes. I'm going to go to the store and get some. He couldn't find any. He's on the phone with me. I'm like, well, babe, we can just like drive back and like give you dried mangoes tomorrow. Like just like throwing out dumb stuff like that.
Cause but then also you didn't tell him that we were coming home.
No, he had no idea. So I would just kind of like quote unquote jokingly say, I'm going to bring you mangoes tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he's like, haha, funny. So yeah, he thought I was coming home Sunday night, but we got home Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday morning, we're surprising him at church. I don't know what I was expecting. I was expecting more than what I received.
He was trying to be respectful because he was leading and he didn't want to be like, oh my gosh.
But 28 hours, I deserve that.
Yeah.
I deserve an entire disruption of class.
Yeah, his jaw just dropped. That was the only thing that happened.
He just, like, what? Like, he was shocked. He's like, how did this happen?
Yeah.
How did you make this happen? Did you fly back?
Pretty much.
Our car actually did get destroyed going up to a waterfall and we...
It's a sore subject.
Anyway, so yes, we surprised him. It was actually very endearing, very cute. He was very, very shocked.
Yeah. And he kept saying, like, this is the sweetest thing anyone's ever done for me. And I'm like, what?
Low expectations.
Yeah.
That is the
that's life the story.
Lesson. But life lesson number five. Did we share number four? Yeah. Four was talk to strangers.
Yep.
Five, that is when there's a will, there's a way.
Absolutely.
When there's not a will, there's not a way. So.
Yes. Ambition will get you farther than should be possible.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Absolutely insane. So that wraps up our road trip. We did good.
It's a lot to unpack.
That is a lot to unpack, but.
Hope that I could share some spots in Oregon that maybe you guys can visit, and Amanda with her life lessons. We just hope that this could bless you in some way and be fun. And I just had fun. So
it was so fun. So to wrap up the life lessons, it's slowing down and being present to not rush on to the next thing, making sure that you really appreciate the little things, because little things can become the biggest moments of your life. To kind of segueing into the life lesson too, which is appreciating the little things. And having no expectations.
Yes.
We learned that. Talk to strangers. Just put yourself out there. Even if you're like, I'm an extroverted introvert. So okay. I get my energy from being alone, but like,
oh, sure.
Kind of have to fake it at times, you know? Like when there's a lot of people, I just kind of like, battery is drained, or some people get their energy from being around people.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, introvert or extrovert, talk to strangers, start conversations, because you can make with that it leads into beautiful relationships and more community.
Or
so
places you never thought you'd go.
Amen.
You didn't know to go.
Didn't know. There's a lot of things we experience because of a conversation.
True.
And then ending off, like, perseverance, like, when there's a will, there's a way. And so,
absolutely.
Like this podcast.
Amen.
So, we're still in the beginning stages. So, if you're listening and tuning in, welcome to the OG Club.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you're here. We're so happy you're here. But, yes. Yeah, so, Precious, where can we find you if we want to book a, I was going to say hair appointment. If we want to book a photo sesh.
Yeah. So we're based in Rochester, Minnesota, but my Instagram handle is No Bad Days Photo.
Amen. So go on to Instagram right now and look up No Bad Days Photo. Give her a follow. Reach out to her if you need any sort of like fun family sessions.
Yeah. Couples.
She loves doing couple sessions.
Yeah.
She loves doing senior photos, baby
and
photos.
Pretty much, I'm just going to say this, all of the photos on Cup of Joy online are probably taken by me.
Yeah, it's like 99% Precious. So yes, I definitely recommend her for any photography. She's doing our wedding, so.
Yes, can't wait.
Yeah.
Literally.
3 months away. Woo! Absolutely insane. So 89 excited. Days. Okay. And then if you're listening and you want to give Cup of Joy Online a follow, again, like I said, it's a fresh baby Instagram, but we're really excited for the consistency in that and watching just the community grow together. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be on YouTube. So eventually. Cup of Joy YouTube shorts. Mm-hmm. So that's super fun. And what else? If you are in the Rochester area and you want your hair done, mm-hmm. you can go to Look Amazing with Amanda and book a hair session with me. Yes. We can talk, do some like hair yes. therapy. And
I'm
yeah.
a returning customer. I will say that myself. book her.
But thank you so much for tuning in this week. Super excited for next week and another fun special guest on the episode. Precious, we're going to miss you.
But I'll be back.
You'll be back.
I'll be back.
You'll
mark be back. My words.
But you guys have a great rest of your day and until next time.